This is an RNIB talking book.
On Dangerous Ground by Jack Higgins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Sally Palmer, with love. Prologue. Chungking, August 1944. The pilot, Flight Lieutenant Joe Kane of RAF Transport Command, was tired, frozen to the bone, his hands clamped to the control column. He eased it forward and took the plane down, emerging from low cloud at 3,000 feet into driving rain. The aircraft, ploughing its way through heavy cloud and thunderstorm, was a Douglas DC-3, the famous Dakota, as much a workhorse for the American Air Force as for the RAF, who together operated them out of the Assam airfields of North India, flying supplies to Chiang Kai-shek's Chinese army. On their way, they had to negotiate the infamous hump, as it was known to Allied aircrafts, the Himalayan Mountains, trying to survive in some of the worst flying conditions in the world. "There she is, Skipper," the second pilot said. "Dead ahead, 3 miles." "And the usual lousy blackout," Kane said, which was true enough. The inhabitants of Chungking were notoriously lazy in that respect, and there were lights all over the place. "Well, here we go," he said. Message.